Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Nevins Island podcast. My name is Nick Evans, aka Nevins Island. I'm joined with the second tallest man I know, Jake Frazzinelli. Jake, how are you doing today?
Tired, as always. This time, I feel like it's justified.
Yeah, you were out. If you don't know, and you didn't watch Jake and Nick Muck, we're actually pre-recording this, so if you're like, why are Jake and Nick wearing the same outfit? You changed.
I changed.
Jerk? Darn, I should have changed. But yeah, thank you for, as always, being on the show. As always, Josh, Superman himself, Steelman.
Yes, me.
Then, for his first time, Mr. 9.1 million likes himself, Eli Dvoskin.
You got
Eli,
his last name right, but...
Yeah, right?
Eli, that's a rarity.
Yeah.
I'm good, how about you?
I'm doing phenomenal. We, basically, I hit you up on TikTok. I was like, hey, I do this thing where we just go and start a show. Yeah. And then we talk about some things, and then we end the show. Do you want to be
Nick
on?
Nick actually just chases clout professionally. That's
yeah.
His whole...
Hey, that's what I do too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hit you up, and what was your thought, like, process when you got a random DM from scrawny 120-pound Nick Evans?
So the thing is, I had literally, like, just turned on my TikTok DMs, because I didn't know that you could get DMs from random people, and I was like, I wonder if anyone sent me something. So I turned it on a couple weeks ago. I rarely check them. And then I saw just today you sent me something. I was like, oh, I told you to message me on Instagram instead because it's way easier to communicate on Instagram than TikTok. And then we set it up and this afternoon happened to be the best time to do it.
Yeah. So
we're all busy. So
yeah, the school's starting to like actually kick off. Yeah, so now it's...
Like test week is like this week.
This week, yeah. But yeah, so we... I hit you up and I was like, it was funny because you like hit me up on Instagram. I was like, I've already followed you on Instagram. I was ahead of the game. And then you followed me back and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And now here you are. So if you didn't know, this is the Nevins Island podcast. Each week, four brothers, sometimes three, go gather around this table and bring different topics for your amusement. If you like that, it goes up on YouTube topic by topic each week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday when we have four people. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday when we have a guest. Or don't have a guest. And then on Friday, it releases as a full VOD. Not VOD, VOD. That's a joke from earlier
today.
You
finally got it, dude.
Yeah, right. We also do five other shows a week. I do streaming. So if you like the guys hanging out, having a good time, we have a ton of content on YouTube. And come February, which by the time this releases, this will be
well
on...
Well into February, actually.
Yeah. When this releases, it will be also on Spotify and Apple Music. We're very excited about that. So go... Check us out over there. Give us a follow on Apple and Spotify. Topic number one. Eli, what do you got for us?
What do you want?
Yeah. So I hit up Eli and I'm like, I basically want you to come on here and just talk about your rise of TikTok and content creation. Because as somebody that is really like, as much as we've been doing this for about like 6 months, like overall, we only seriously got into it about like 3-4 weeks ago. Yeah. So what was your sort of, what like inspired you to get into content creation on TikTok and where do you sort of see the future with that with you?
Yeah, well, my answer is pretty lame if you want to know the truth. I was sent home last year for quarantine and I was bored.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I going to do? I downloaded TikTok like a year ago, like in January, and made like a video or two and thought it was dumb, so I deleted it.
Yeah.
And then I got back home. I live in North Carolina.
Yep.
And I was like, well, what am I going to do with all this free time? And so I decided to download TikTok and just make dumb little skits and stuff. And then around like May-ish, it started to take off a little bit. And when it started doing well, I like, you know, researched the algorithm. I even bought this guy's like a consulting package.
Nice.
About like my account and stuff, and it helped grow in addition to that. And I think May or June, there was one day where I got like 50,000 followers in a day because I had like several videos going viral at once. And it's all about the algorithm, but basically When I got back to Auburn, I decided to change my content style up and do interviews.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I've stuck to lately. Occasionally I'll do the skit here or there.
Yep.
But normally it's like, yeah, interview style and but you know, comedy obviously.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that's what actually turned me on to you. I was scrolling up through TikTok one day.
Yeah.
And I saw one of your interview videos and I was in bed back home. And I just started cracking up. I like lost my mind. I thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh, thanks.
So I went and
I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks they're funny.
Yeah, no, like there, it was legitimately one of those moments where like it was. I'm pretty sure it was the question asking about someone's zodiac sign, and they're like, yeah.
Oh, that's recent.
Yeah. So was that one of the more recent ones? When did that question come up?
I came up with that question maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So it actually might have been when I was down here when I really got turned on to your stuff.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I was like, I only follow like 40, 50 people on TikTok. So,
oh, wow. It's an honor.
Yeah. So, I was like, when I go on TikTok in the morning, it is like the freshest content from those 50 people. It's not going to be anything new. And you're like consistent with it. You're like a video every couple days.
I try to be, yeah. And, you know, that's the one thing about it is if you can be consistent, you'll be successful.
Yeah.
When I first got started, I was posting up to 10 videos a day.
Oh my gosh.
And I got really good at learning how to make content and what the algorithm likes and what the algorithm doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I can attribute to part of my success I've had so far.
That's another thing about no shade meant, but I've been on record as saying I feel like TikTok is the easiest medium to get big on.
100%.
Just because there's not really a
right now.
Right. Right now there's not really a like a penalty, so to speak, for putting out
not good content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because with
no
YouTube,
one looks at someone's entire page.
Exactly. It's just what pops up.
Exactly.
Yep. But I respect the honesty from you, honestly, to say, yeah, I'm just trying to get in the algorithm. Like, obviously, you want to have fun with it.
Yeah.
But I respect you just saying.
It's incredibly easy if you know what to do.
Exactly.
It's actually getting harder.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, when I first got started,
mm-hmm.
man. Like, it was easy.
Yeah, so it was just...
The quarantine brain was kicking off.
Yeah. And also, it's sort of like gambling. The more you play, the more you have a chance to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's better to post 10 videos a day than one video a day. Because if you post 10 videos a day, one of them might go viral.
Yeah.
Whereas it might take you 10 days of posting one a day to go viral.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was at Subway with this kid, like, 20 minutes before we started up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like... Yeah, I'm explaining why we're shooting a podcast on a Monday and on a Friday, and I'm like, yeah, this guy's awesome. He's
Monday?
Really
no, cool. Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
You're
oh my
fool.
Gosh.
You absolute buffoon.
Yeah. And so I go and I'm talking to this kid, and I'm just like, by this kid, I mean Josh. I'm so sorry that I called you this kid. You are
my name. What's my
name? Yeah, exactly.
Josh.
Thought he'd be the one that Stoman.
Josh, Jake, Nick. I got
yes,
it.
Yes. There we go.
Look at him go.
We love that energy.
Elo.
Elo Skyrim. That's
Elo Skyrim.
Yeah,
But no, and I'm like, he's like, did you ever think about making a TikTok? I'm like, yeah, but I want to go and pull enough clips and like enough funny things from these to go and actually have a backlog where I can go and post.
Start
six,
right
seven,
now.
Eight
no,
days.
Start right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only getting harder, and they don't even have to be clips from the podcast. You can just literally make funny videos and promote your podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of people have success promoting their YouTube channel from their TikTok, and
yeah, so that's the thing with
I don't even post on YouTube, and I have 200 subscribers on it just from like
just because
there's a link attached to my TikTok. Yeah,
that's awesome, dude. We absolutely like sort of envy the idea of just doing things around here. I talked about on the last podcast of just like what I want to do and who my hero was the person that just does things.
He actually brought you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, my hero is Eli. No.
All right.
Yeah, not enough schmoozing. But we really like was one of those things where I'm over quarantine and I'm talking to my buddy Matt about this idea and he's like, hey, you can literally get a Twitch page up like right now and you can make a YouTube page right now. So just go and do it compared to the original plan was to start up in January when we had like all the ideas and the equipment we needed and such. But yeah, it's turned into just do it for us. And we look at people like you that understand how to create content well enough to be able to just do it, because you're hysterical and we love what you
Thank
do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ready for topic two? Just rolling. I mean, yeah, do you feel good? Felt like that was a good answer?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Let's keep going.
Topic number two, my topic this week, is going to be, rolling off yours, college and content creation, and how or would you ever quit college for content creation? Because this is something I deal with, not like frequently, definitely not as, not big enough to actually go and make a, like, actually consider it. But for me, it pops in my mind because I'm like, there's only so many hours of the day. And I'm somebody that originally viewed college because I'm lazy. This both these guys can attest to it. I'm freaking super lazy.
He's lazy, but like it's an interesting kind of lazy, where I mean, you might understand this. You know when you do other things to not do the thing that's the most important thing.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Exactly. You're like, I'm gonna do my.
I'll do my laundry so I don't do my homework.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you know, I really got to work on this. Stuff that I can listen to music and do, but I don't want to do this essay, you know, stuff like that. So he'll do that because I'll see him sitting out there for 10 hours editing a video.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm editing a video. I'm like, didn't you have a business analytics quiz today? It's like 11:50 and it's like...
I'm like, let's rock. 10 minutes. Bang it out.
Exactly. So it's...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's selective laziness.
Yeah.
What's not impressive is the grade.
What's not impressive is...
Anything above a 30 in less than 10 minutes, that's...
That's a win. That's a win. Yeah.
Depends on the amount of questions, you know.
last night, we're sitting down, closing out the podcast, and I'm just like, hey, can you guys help, like, tear down the room a little bit? I need to take this quiz right now because I'm going to go and meet up with someone. And they're just like... Okay, I'm like, and it was like 10:30. No, it's like 9:30.
It was like, yeah.
So we finish up the podcast. I go and I take this quiz, and I saw it was like 8 points. So I'm like, cool, it's gonna be 8 questions real quick. And then I take it and I scream out to these guys. I'm like, well, that went good enough. And he goes, well, how many questions? And I'm like, it was 8 points, but it was only 4 questions. And he just goes, I'm guessing you got a 75. And I go, bingo, exactly, nailed it. It was a proud. Procrastination moment.
C's get degrees.
But would you ever, and this is also for both of you guys, like, would you consider if you got to a certain point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, so there's like 2 questions in there.
Yeah.
First question is, you know, do I make enough or will I make enough? And the second question is, once I, you know, feel comfortable financially, would I, you know, would I go there? So the first question... TikTok does not pay very much.
Yeah, right now, I was about to say.
Compared to YouTube. So I'll give you this analogy. I can't tell you exactly like how much I make from TikTok because it's technically against the guidelines.
That's okay. We're not on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
But I've accumulated about I think around 80 million views total on my account. Now, not all of those were monetized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you get about So I would say most of those views are actually from before I was monetized.
Yeah.
You get about 5 cents per 1,000 views on TikTok.
Damn.
When I calculate it.
Yeah.
Now, compared to YouTube, you get anywhere from like $2 to $15, depending on what, you know, niche and what your audience looks like.
And also, like, YouTube. Length of video.
Yeah, everything. Number of ads.
Like that.
All
exactly.
That. Yeah. So basically... and that's fair, right? Because YouTube is a much longer
duration of video.
To use a bigger production analogy, you have TV shows than you have movies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're putting a lot more money and effort into producing one longer piece of media.
The difference is, even if you know, divide it up per time, it's still peanuts compared to YouTube. So if one day TikTok started paying maybe, you know, instead of 5 cents, like, you know, $1 per 1,000 views, which is still a lot less than YouTube.
Yep.
But it might be in the question.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And also, would you ever consider transitioning some of your stuff to a platform like YouTube, like Twitch, a little longer form content?
Yeah, I think you have to be in love with the platform in order to do it successfully. And you know, every 9-year-old makes YouTube videos when they're kids. Mm-hmm. I did it too, and I just never really got consistent with it. I never liked it. It was always way too much effort for the kind of stuff that I was making, and I respect, that's why I have such high respect for people that do YouTube, is because they spend a lot more hours, in my opinion, planning and editing. It's really the editing.
Yeah, that's the main reason we do the shows live now, because I would sit down and we would do like an hour podcast, something that doesn't need necessarily to be edited.
Yeah.
But there's certain times where the audio would like mismatch and I would have to go and find that exact section, move it forward, make the mouse connect. And then certain times
we would do... And there's tons of those. And you have to... Yeah. And of course, every time you're going to miss something.
Yeah. And then also, then the occasional, we do a short form 20-minute highly edited video at least once a month. And for me, that's like... That was the day of sitting down for 15 hours and just being behind the computer, not moving from my chair, making it like... having them come out after an hour and be like, oh, how far are you on? Like 30 seconds. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's... And also, it's... Once you open that door of... having that minute control, it's, well, I could make this better, I could make this better. It's like, I feel like it takes a certain mindset to just say, I'm okay with how this looks, you know? And I feel like with...
I have that certain mindset.
That's how I feel with my English essays. But I feel like with shorter form, like the Vines, the TikToks, even some YouTubers, like, you know, like Gus Johnson, if you're familiar with his stuff, sort of shorter form videos, where they're 1 to 2 minutes, and those don't necessarily even perform as well on YouTube as a platform, just because that's not what the algorithm generally pushes. But I think those sort of forms of editing, so to speak, of just putting out those short videos, favor the perfectionist, so to speak, because there's less you can scrutinize, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're going for.
If you disagree, though.
No. I think that, in my opinion at least... You know, my average interviews range from, like, 25. I'm trying to make them a little bit longer, so I'm trying to make them, like, 25 to maybe 40 seconds. And so there's, like, a lot more you have control over.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like, a 10-minute video, it's a lot of work to put in for 10 minutes. Exactly. And so you're gonna be less dense on what you're thinking about with that video. Whereas I have to think about the first 3 seconds, because if my first 3 seconds aren't good, people are going to continue to scroll. My watch time is going to be low and it's not going to be pushed out to the For You page. Mm-hmm. And okay, so after that 3 seconds, I need to think about, okay, does this whole metal end make sense?
Yeah.
And then at the end, I have to say, okay, now I have to get... Oh, I'm getting a call. I'm not going to answer.
You're totally fine.
And then at the end, I have to make sure, okay, did I tell people to follow me? Because if no one follows me, then it pushes your video out less as well, right? So, yeah, I mean, those are the things that the algorithm likes. You have to think about these things, I guess, over a shorter time span. So I think it's definitely less effort because you're creating less content. But what you have to think about, I think, stays the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Once again, I think this episode is going to be the definition of we just respect the hell out of you. Like, that's going to just be brought up time and time again, where it is,
Oh, everyone disrespects me.
It's yeah. we've time and time again thought about, like, are we doing this the right way? How to do it better? Especially, like, these guys see me or get a text from me at, like, 2 a.m. of me being like, okay, I had this idea. And then, like, the next day, it's like, never mind, awful idea. And then it's, I want to do something else. But now that we sort of have the lineup that we do, we're feeling pretty confident about it.
Yeah.
And now it's turning into this year for us is, it's such a different ballgame because with TikTok it is that short form content of, man, I need to continue to produce something that
I don't know if it's honestly that different though, because when it's the same stuff you're talking about as far as just, all right, what are we doing in the first 3 seconds? Except the first three.
Y'all just have more work to do.
It's the first 3 seconds of us is January. Yeah. What are we doing in January to get people to say, oh, this is a group of guys who I can vibe with. This is a group of guys who I think I can believe in and I want to stick by and spread their content.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get a foothold initially, it's hard to step forward off of that.
Yeah.
If nobody's vouching for you outside of yourself, it's hard to get people to believe that the content you're making is worth watching.
Yeah. And with you, though, it is that, like, I liked what you did, and then I went to, like, it must have been here, because I didn't go to you guys, but I sent it to people from back home. But I literally like sent your video to a couple friends where I was like, this made me laugh, and we just send each other TikTok stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like the following, like you got like 5 new followers from that. Or
yeah, it's great.
So it like stuff like that for us, it is, man, we got to deliver something that is like not earth shattering by any means, but like something that people are like for an hour listen to and they're like, I want to make this part of my day now. That's a lot tougher. Yeah.
Because people already have TikTok as part of their day.
Yeah.
And they just come across me.
Exactly.
Whereas y'all's job is to actually carve out a section, that's really tough.
Yeah. If
you can do it to like 100 people, that's a big deal compared to 100 people for me.
Yeah. Every time we get a subscriber, we're like, that person though now, and then we see the analytics when they come back on a video that does a little bit better than something that we, certain videos that don't do as well. Yeah. When that video comes back and we see this like subscribe numbers and it is certain people coming back for more, we're like, at least we know we have 25 dedicated people that now we are part of their day, and that it hopefully is going to grow and grow and grow. And
it's also reassuring that there is, I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier and he was like, so what made you guys want to do this? And the way I've said it on here before is this is stuff we would do anyways. A lot of the topic stuff like this is just, I would walk out of my room and see somebody's in the common area and be like, Nick, I have a question for you.
What's the best Disney princess?
Yeah, what's the best Disney princess? What's your favorite conspiracy theory? You know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so we were just like, I mean, we think these conversations are fun and interesting, so maybe other people do.
Yeah.
And just every person who's come back and re-listened to our stuff, it's just kind of verification of that, of, yes, there is a creative niche in this area that we're trying to fill.
Especially we do a show called Brackets where we get a bracket together, like NCAA bracket of different things in entertainment, so whether it be music, TV, movies,
Disney princesses. I've actually seen TikToks very similar.
Yeah, it's and instead of the quick short form, because of course I've seen I'm huge into NFL and sports and stuff like that, so I've seen the I'm from Massachusetts. On TikTok we go, it's like somebody just gonna be like, all right, I'll take Joe Burrow, I'll take Tua, let's put those two against each other, I'll take two, and like it's quick.
It's okay because they have Cam.
Yes. Oh, that's all I'm gonna say. And Jared Stidham. We got two Auburn men right now. But so it's so quick, but when I go and I watch something like that, I'm like, I want the reasoning of this dumb opinion. And for us, it is the elongated version of...
And for us, it's Nick's opinion.
Yeah, of the dumb opinion. Yeah, and so it is that we're going to go, instead of making it a 1-minute video or even a 5-minute video where you could like quickly get to the end result.
Yeah, it's more in-depth.
We want to talk about it. We want to actually hear opinions and argue and be stupid and bring on crazy guests that have crazy opinions. So that show for us, that was like the original idea that I had back in last February where I was like, this is going to be something that, yes, people are doing, there's brackets out there everywhere, but nobody's like sitting down and actually having long-form discussions on things. Like a favorite Avatar episode, or like
best Bruno Mars songs.
Bruno Mars songs, yeah. Whatever it might be.
Secret Tunnel, but
yeah. All right. So crazy opinions. Let's get into the next topic.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
But last thing on the topic. I'm so sorry because we went long on this. I know. I'm sorry. Don't shoot. Would you ever consider though if it was financially there dropping out?
Yeah, but I'd have to make a lot of money.
Yep.
And I would want to finish my degree eventually because, like, my end passion is engineering, right? Mm-hmm. So
I respect that.
If I started making lots and lots of money from TikTok, I would consider it and I would, go forward with that. But then I would want to finish my degree.
Yeah.
And, with the money that I made from TikTok, I'd probably like start an engineering firm or something or a company of some sort.
That's awesome. And how about you too? Because for me, this is something I've thought about, but obviously with the audience we have, not going to ever pull trig. For me, I've seen this more as a stepping stone and getting my foot in the door for content creation. Yeah. But for you too.
I guess for me, it's more just like Eli's, where if I feel like I can make a living off of it, I'd love to do that more than MATLAB any day.
Yeah.
So, MATLAB.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
They start their arrays with one. It weirds me out. I don't like it.
And then Jake.
No, I don't think I would. I think at least, in this content format, I don't know if I could do this
every day.
Yeah. Because the reason I like doing this kind, these kinds of things, like talking with you guys, is it's something additionally that I'm doing. Yeah. You know, but I feel like if it was work, it would feel like work.
So, yeah. So when y'all have success, we know who we're kicking.
Yeah, 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 no, exactly. Eli, you're the replacement. This is actually an interview.
Yeah.
I'm
just,
yeah.
But kind of like Eli was saying, yeah. I have a lot of fun, genuine fun. I'm a software major, yeah. Like coding and solving problems and stuff like that. And MATLAB doesn't count. We don't talk about that language. But so I think I long term, I wouldn't have as much enjoyment doing this because it would eventually feel like a chore to talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want.
Our whole thing is when I originally hit you up, I was like, the second that this becomes work, I'm doing something wrong as the manager of all this. And so it was. Now with getting the new team, we now have 6 people working on this together.
Oh, nice.
2 of them are out of state. One of them is another one of our roommates. But it was now somebody like Jake that is on, supposed to be 3 shows a week. That's a lot for him. Like, that is a general, like, hey, we need to take it easy.
Carve out all this time.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when certain things like podcasts run long, or we're doing a 12-hour stream, whatever it might be. It is a lot for a week. But the last 12-hour stream was a blast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So when it's fun and enjoyable, that's when it's
great. The whole mantra of this entire journey we're going on right now is, this is stuff that we'd be doing anyways.
Yeah.
It's just recording it and sort of inviting other people along on this journey of our stupidity.
Yeah.
And just sort of the conversations, like, now moving on.
Yeah.
Favorite conspiracy theory. I know before the podcast we were talking about it, you said this is one of your interview topics.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually asked this question to some girl on Sanford Lawn, and she was joking, of course, but she said, airplanes don't actually fly. They're attached to strings.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's real. Yeah.
Two million conspiracy views, theory, so. Not
fact. Yeah. Excuse me, please. Like, you can't talk about moon landing or the lizard people, because those are all certified.
Yeah.
Alex Jones is... No, okay.
I'm not going
to...
Those frogs, man.
Yeah. I would say, for me... Is it conspiracy theories that we believe in, or is it conspiracy?
What's your favorite conspiracy?
My favorite conspiracy theory are birds aren't real. Like, that's the one that I look to, and no joke, when somebody said that, I was like, ha, you're an idiot. And then they looked me dead in the eyes, like, when's the last time you saw a bird? I'm like,
Nick, when was the last time you jumped?
Can I not jump?
Exactly. You don't take a mental note every time you see a bird.
Yeah, your legs are broken, actually.
I just can't get up.
Nick, you're in a coma. This is the only way we can find this speaker. You don't know how this message is going to come through.
May come through a TikToker.
Yeah. Eli's actually the doctor.
Nick is actually a TikToker that went into a coma, and this is our way. This podcast is a mental intervention.
I just wanted to let you know, we're all counting on you.
Nick never made it through the Tide Pod era. That's why he's in the coma. She was chasing too much clout.
Oh, my word.
You have a lot of fake coma people watching this.
Right? Yeah, right? Everybody's just like, random viewer 27 is like just my nurse. Yeah. No.
Some dude popped in and asked us to take off our shirts earlier. It was really weird.
I don't
know the kind of people he's going after.
Yeah.
He followed us.
That person followed us. We finished the stream today. I'm like, do you know who this was? And they're like, he's like, no. I'm like, neither do I. And then we go grab some drinks. We're sitting down eating some food now, watching the show. And I'm just like, that person followed us.
He's going to unfollow us on Saturday when he sees our feed. I'm guaranteeing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's going to be madness.
Favorite conspiracy theory, Josh?
Favorite conspiracy theory?
I can give you some buffer time because I have 2.
I would appreciate that because I've never been big into conspiracy theories.
No problem. All right, conspiracy theory number 1. Mattress King is a front for the mafia. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Explain me this. Why would you need more than one store of the same? You're going down the street, right? If you saw a Lowe's across from another Lowe's, you'd be like, I don't know. I don't know who is in charge of this, but something's obviously amiss.
So this is what I do know. So mattresses have extremely high profit margins in general.
All right.
They can manufacture them for nothing, and you pay $2,000 sometimes for a nice mattress. So I know that.
Okay.
I also know that there's a psychological theory that states that you would think that if like say an ice cream store is right here, mm-hmm. you open up another ice cream store, you'd think that business would go down. It turns out it actually goes up for both ice cream stores. Yeah. Some psychological reason.
You're I'm not exactly like competition. You see, you're like, oh,
yeah, illusion of competition. Yeah, maybe yeah. that's it. I don't know.
You see it's twice. The same thing and you're where like, you I see, want ice cream now.
Maybe. It's the same thing where you always see gas state like three gas stations on the same spot. Yeah. And they all have the same price.
Now in my town where I'm from, there are like five in the same area. So that is a little weird.
Yeah. yeah. Thank you. It's
but maybe they're just competing them.
Yeah. But they're all Mattress Kings. It's all the same company.
Oh, no. See, we have different mattress stores.
I refuse to believe there are more mattress stores than just Mattress King.
Mattress Firm?
That's the one I know. I was going to say, I've never heard of Mattress King, but
maybe it's Mattress Firm, and maybe I'm just going insane.
And then there's, like, Mattress Firm outlet across the street, and then, like, Mattress Firm, this is the final deal on sale, yeah, the block.
There's, and then there's Clearance, and then there's Ashley Furniture Home Store, who only sells mattresses. Then the Target's just, like, I don't know what's going on there, but they got a hell of a lot of Sleep Numbers.
And then what's your other one?
My other one is that... I know people are stupid, like just in general. You think about how dumb the average person
is.
You think about how dumb the average person is, and half the people are dumber than that. Yeah. But
that's scary.
I can't.
Is that a George Carlin quote?
Something like that. Yeah. It's either George Carlin or maybe Stephen Wright. Not Stephen Wright.
One of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. One of those witty one-liner guys. I think it's George Carlin. I refuse to believe that there's anyone that unironically believes that lizard people are infiltrating our government and running a new world order.
Do you know that Sammy Watkins, receiver for the Chiefs?
He is a lizard person.
He calls himself a lizard person, and he's like, I'm the lizard king. And
here's what I do know. There are over 300 million people in the United States. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, 10 of them.
I wouldn't be surprised if a million
100
of them.
100 of them, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if a million of them. Think about...
I would be very surprised if there are none.
There's terminal illnesses that I've never in my life heard of that have an infectivity rate in the world of, like, 1 in 500.
Yeah.
And it's like, 1 in 500 people. That sounds kind of like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of this illness.
Yeah.
So... maybe, like, the fact that maybe 1 in 500 people believe that Obama's a lizard person that was born in Kenya that's come to smite us from the sun or whatever. I don't know. But just...
it's actually Zuckerberg.
Okay, Zuckerberg is a robot. That's different. That's a completely different and very acceptable conspiracy theory.
Well, no, I think there's confusion because he's actually a robot built by the lizard.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
a combination. I see.
Okay, now... so you know how I said I don't understand... I'm starting to come around, actually, now that you've phrased it like that.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Josh, anything?
I think probably the most interesting one that I was not aware existed and was, like, a real thing and had so many believers until, like, this summer, I think, was Abby came up to me and she was like, Josh, I just found out that Wayfair is a front for child slavery. Have you heard that one?
I haven't heard that one.
Haven't heard that one?
No, this is new. Wayfair is this furniture store.
Is that why they say it's just what I need? That's terrible.
But so, there's like, they sell furniture. It's like a furniture store. And it's like just plain wood furniture. But they go for like millions of dollars. And it makes no logical sense why a piece of furniture would cost so much money. So, and it's like... she sent me this TikTok about it. It was something about how
can't trust what you see on TikTok.
Yeah, no, TikTok is I heard are the worst, man.
There's this white guy who goes to Auburn and keeps asking random people.
You just like
what their astrology
sign
is.
Yeah,
he's
like.
But
like, what's your favorite conspiracy? Like stupid questions. Yeah. Like that.
Planes don't fly. But the whole thing is the serial numbers for the furniture link up with missing persons cases.
Okay.
And so it's this huge conspiracy theory. You look it up. There's so many. You're gonna find so many articles about it.
This is a real thing. I've seen this before. I'm guaranteed. I guarantee that just like some random corner on 4chan was like, wouldn't this be funny if we just did this somehow? I don't know.
Reddit user.
I don't know if they have ins on Wayfair or if Wayfair is like eBay where it's you can just make listings. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee this is all just some stupid joke from some.
Probably.
Corner of the web that hasn't gone mainstream yet, but I do know what you're talking about. You're not insane.
I was unaware that this was a thing until this summer, and then like two of my coworkers, I said something about it at work, and two of my coworkers were like, oh yeah, no, that's a thing. Wait, but one of them is convinced that there are lizard people. So he's got a little iffy.
Yeah, okay, you got so one.
Oh, at least one in 300 million.
Were those two coworkers? Were they any from past stories?
Yeah,
we did a topic on just worst coworkers or like customer service stories, and there Josh had a few good ones.
It was not Rico. It was two of the college kids.
Okay.
No. Was one of them the one you tried to fight?
Yes. Yeah. Funnily enough.
What are your guys' experiences with flat earthers?
Well, I gotta tell my conspiracy theory.
Yeah, what's your?
First of all, before I say it, are any of y'all like devout Christians?
I'm a Christian, but I don't know exactly.
I'm actually a Mormon, and I do believe in polygamy. No.
Okay. So none of y'all be offended.
No.
Have y'all heard of Mushroom Jesus theory?
One more time.
Is that a band?
Sounds like it. No. So. You know, I first heard this on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, okay. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Basically, the theory
have you tried DMT? Sorry.
The theory goes basically, and I don't believe it, but it's actually a really interesting theory, that there was no such historical figure as Jesus, and that they were referring, like, the Israelis in that area at the time were referring to mushrooms as Jesus to hide them from the Greeks and the Romans.
Okay.
And I read up on it, and there's actually some more evidence. Like, a lot of depictions of Jesus in like medieval times, he has like a mushroom over his head, or the halo looks like a mushroom, that sort of thing. And they think that people took mushrooms. And they had these miracle religious experiences, and they were kind of hiding the idea from the Romans, and so they called it Jesus. And there's even like a translation where like Jesus means something similar to mushroom or something. I'm not exactly sure about one, but
mushroom Jesus theories in the chat? Let us know. We'll have you on the show. You can come do an hour. You know, just talk about it.
Also, Trip Pillow, thank you for the Prime. Yeah, just random. Thank you for giving us money.
Yeah, Jesus was hype. I heard.
Thanks, Trevor, bro.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Yeah. But
okay, so
like, I just went to pray, and man, like that effed me up.
Exactly. I was talking to Jesus earlier, and they're like, and he's like, "And I drank some water. It was wine. Tasted exactly like grape juice. It was crazy.
It was clear."
Last time I talked to Jesus, I walked on water too. It was a whole experience. That's awesome. I've never heard of that.
I'm looking that up after the show.
Well, the thing is there's not much information about it, because the guy who originally published the book in the 70s, I think it was the 70s or
80s. He mysteriously disappeared.
No, he didn't disappear, but he was one of the archaeologists that uncovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, and that's where he found the evidence for it. And the, you know, Catholic Church and all the big church systems did not like this one bit.
Yeah.
So they made sure to try and shut it down. Fair enough. Which, you know, obviously for that's them, like they the, don't
that's
understand.
That's the start of every conspiracy theory. Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. I don't know if I believe it, and I don't know if there's enough evidence, but it's just kind of interesting to hear, you know?
Dude, that I feel like there's so much. So I'm someone raised Christian, very, very devout Christian parents. But, like, I go and I love hearing, like, crazy stuff like that. Yeah. Like, somebody being like, not only the end times are right now, but like there's like here's this thing and proof, but it's not like from the Bible, it's from something that's like an outside historical source that has been now trying to be covered up, stuff like that. But I heard like the other day that like Jesus had sex with Mary Magdalene, and like there's like here's the proof, he had two kids, and I'm like, I don't like necessarily believe that, but I want more of that. Like, I love hearing about like,
it's just like
it's all speculation.
Yeah,
it's like when people read too much into like Avengers lore, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on
that. All right. Do you want to go to the last topic?
Yeah, I was going
to
say on the topic of...
Josh.
Topic of Avengers.
Josh Steelman. What's your topic?
So my topic is, what's something that you believe that just or that you have experienced that just doesn't live up to the hype? Anything.
Eli,
or
mushroom Jesus theory.
Yeah, that too.
I looked it up just now. It's just...
It's not it. It's not it.
Eli. Yeah, so I'm under the impression that... Well, I don't want to say just Marvel, but pretty much all superhero films in general. The one exception is, like, The Dark Knight. I do think that lives up to the hype. I think the movie Joker... That lived up to the hype. Yeah, that was really good.
That wasn't actually a superhero
film. Every other... Well, that's true. Every other superhero film I've seen just is pretty underwhelming, in my opinion. So
I am a bona fide nerd when it comes to superhero stuff.
Okay.
So this is why we do the mic check. So, because when I get loud, I get loud. Just start tossing stuff.
Throwing shit, dude.
Yeah.
Breaking windows.
Yeah. Slinging a tent.
Slinging tent.
We're like, when you're making and just cranking out content, you're just slinging tent, just hanging out, having a good time.
That's, my friend said that to me one time. It was after the 12-hour stream. He goes, "Hey, Jake, how's slinging tent?" I go, "I don't know what that means."
It sounds just disgusting. He goes,
"How's he making content, slinging tent?" I go, "Never say that to me ever again."
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the words slinging tent.
Ever.
Yeah, me neither. Stop saying.
Yeah. So, I'm somebody that, like, super nerdy, love hanging out and, like, nerding out about stuff and theorizing. So, for me, the reason that I will not say it is overhyped, because I do understand it. These movies are pretty formulaic. Some of the action isn't phenomenal.
Yeah, they spend, like, you know, $200 million to make a movie, and sometimes it'll net, like, you know, $12 million. I don't know.
Yeah, especially, like, the X-Men movies and stuff like that, and some Marvel movies.
Now, obviously, like, you know, Endgame and all that. Yeah.
Well, that's what my point was.
I'm sure they made a lot of money.
I love the moments that Marvel and the superhero movies give people where it is. It's mainstream enough at the point where I can talk to, like, my uncle and be like, "Hey, what did you think of this latest Marvel movie?" In the same way that you can talk about sports and life or whatever. But moments like Endgame or Infinity War, the two latest and, like, large Marvel movies, those moments being in theater with people was a moment of almost just, like, looking at something that was more than a spectacle and enjoying the moment. But I actually do understand, like, being overhyped, especially where people pedestal these movies, being like, these... greatest thing since sliced bread. You're on TikTok. Do you know how many, like, Marvel TikTokers there are where it's just like that's a main topic?
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
I skip over those videos.
He's actually not on Marvel TikTok.
Yeah.
He's on whatever.
He's on Star Wars TikTok.
Yeah, I do like Star Wars. Sometimes I get
those. That's one of the things that I am at the point
where... He's actually on Straight White Auburn Interviewer TikTok.
Yeah, there's only one of us for some reason. Yeah.
It's just my own video.
Yeah. Yeah, he's his own For You page.
But that's actually the thing that I think is overhyped at this point, Star Wars. So Mandalorian...
I agree. I like Star Wars, I agree.
Yeah, so Mandalorian I think was great with Disney Plus and everything they did there.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, dude, you gotta get around to it. I think that is the best Star Wars that's come out in the past, like...
Yeah, I mean,
you're about to say, that you're not saying much. Unless that number is 30 years, you're not saying.
Yeah,
that.
I liked the prequels.
The prequels.
They aged very well.
The Clone Wars was pretty good too.
I watched a few of those.
I'll agree with you. The original trilogy is way overhyped. The reason it's so big.
The original trilogy isn't what's overhyped. It's the new Disney ones that came out that's overhyped.
Yeah.
I think the prequels are underhyped. Everyone says, "Oh, the prequels are awful. Don't watch them." I think.
They're all right. Yeah,
I think the movies are fine. They're good.
Yeah, especially with, like...
People just don't like Jar Jar, and then they're like, huh.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're out. But I enjoy the prequels. That when I was young, we were talking about nostalgia trips the last week. I used to go and, like, rent the prequel Star Wars movies, because when we were growing up, it was, like, taboo almost to, like, go and do prequel stuff. Don't worry about Spider-Verse. Oh, we love Spider-Verse. You're a Spider-Verse person, right?
The Spider-Verse is probably... I've said this a couple times. There's, like, 5 or 6 movies... that if I'm planning on watching another movie and somebody's like, "Hey, do you want to watch one of these movies?" I'd be like, "Yes, 100%. I'm not going to watch this movie anymore." And I'd probably say Spider-Verse is one of
the Into the Spider-Verse, the animated Spider-Man movie.
The Miles Morales movie. Yeah. I freaking love that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. From the animation to the art style, just every decision made in that movie creatively is astounding.
Yeah.
And the music is great. The story is great. And it was really a big step, I would say, for animation in general. Because it shows that you can tell an emotional story that isn't just like a Disney princess, you know?
Yeah.
You can tell a serious emotional story.
I never saw it, but I'm taking your word for it.
Yeah. It's a really, really good movie.
I would watch it.
I highly suggest it.
You're not a Marvel guy, and that's okay.
This is like different.
It's like a different side of Marvel.
Yeah.
Can I say something else that I think is overrated?
Absolutely.
You're going to hate me for this because like the NFL.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Like,
and let me rationalize it for you.
Yeah.
I think college is wildly underrated and professionals wildly overrated for the reason that college, there's so much competition. No one's getting paid. You're trying to make it to get paid. And then,
one's getting paid.
No one's getting paid.
Tennessee, they are.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
Once you get to the professional leagues, it's like, okay, I'm making, you know, $20 million. If I mess something up, it's no big deal. I don't care about Super Bowls. I just want to get paid.
Yeah.
It's like once you're in your 30s or 40s, like this is just kind of sad watching these guys tackle each other.
Yeah.
Opinion, you know? But like I think in college, it's just like
the
prime,
pinnacle
of football. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get
and
that.
Also, there's a lot more stuff that can happen in college.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like pro football is just way too predictable these days.
Yeah. Like it's hard to have, like, in 2017, I think it was, when, like, Troy beat LSU at their homecoming.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, LSU paid Troy $1 million to play them that year on their homecoming, on Troy's homecoming. Or no, maybe it was LSU's homecoming.
Okay.
And then Troy just came out and beat them.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, probably once every 5 years do you see an upset.
Something like that. I also think college basketball is the same way. College basketball.
There's nothing like March Madness.
I agree that
especially after going through that Auburn Final Four run,
where we got hosed in the with a not getting the penalty call for the
still double dribbled. Yeah, but anyway, you got to move on. But
yeah,
compared to the NBA, it's just like these guys are getting paid millions of dollars to do this. I don't care about them that much. Whereas like the people that are trying to make it, that are working their butts off to. You get to the next level, I think that's great.
Yeah. I fully believe, I think the NBA is overhyped. I'm a Celtics fan, born in Massachusetts.
Okay.
But I'm more invested in Auburn basketball, which kind of is weird because this season I'm not at all due to the situation that we're in and not being able to make playoffs and the team's not too great.
Fortunately, I didn't
get
tickets to tonight's game.
You
get to go through the lottery or whatever.
Yeah, I never get them. I go through the lottery and I haven't gotten lucky yet.
I think the NBA is everything that you said about the NFL, but worse.
I agree.
The NBA is my big, I think it's super overhyped. Because I think the fact that for, I'd say, 6 of the last 8 years, at the beginning of the year, you could say, I think these two teams are going to be in the finals, and you'd probably be right.
It's the Lakers, basically.
Exactly.
It's Lakers, just, then before it was Golden State.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
6 years, yeah.
And I think that, like, that takes out, why would I watch anything other than the
the finals.
Not even the finals. Just like the final four of the playoffs. Because those are the only four teams that ever had a shot at it to begin with.
Yeah.
Barring a giant injury or a huge blockbuster.
Whereas when it comes to college basketball, you can have a team that 5 years ago was the second worst in Power 5 go to the Final Four.
Yeah. You can have a 16 seed beat a 1 seed for the first time ever.
And then beat two other blue bloods.
Exactly.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, that season was the like realization where college basketball, I think, was everyone opened their eyes and be like, this is the most entertaining sporting event.
I mean, maybe
event.
Up north. I feel like, at least like in Tennessee, during March Madness, we all had it on our phones in class.
Yeah.
Just like...
Oh yeah.
Well, set up on the desk in front of us, taking a test. Just
yeah, we all love it. Like we do watch parties, but it was that moment where people of any sort of fandom don't even like basketball, but you're like, man, I just want to like see what the hell could happen on this given year, just due to the fact that anything now truly can happen. Every single game there is stakes because forever it was one seed never lost.
I think March Madness is just statistically interesting because I'm a sophomore. Kind of like when you were talking about the algorithm earlier, I find all that stuff super interesting because just coming from a computing background, I like to look at things really analytically. So the reason, like the scientific reason that March Madness is entertaining is because you think about...
There's so many more games.
You think about buzzer beaters, you think about half-court shots, you think about huge upsets. All of those things are like 1 in 50, 1 in 100, 1 in 150. In 1 month, when you're playing 127 games of basketball in a span of 3 weeks, you're gonna have a lot of that stuff. You're gonna have four or five like things that you're gonna maybe see once or twice in a season happen right there.
Well, also
3 days apart from
the way the game works, you know, basketball, it's a lot easier in my opinion to stay in the game. Whereas football can easily become a blowout.
Exactly.
Right?
Because this is your possession, this is your possession. Because a steal in basketball, you'll see that 10 times a game. You'll see an interception once a game, maybe, if you have a really good defender. Times,
But, I do think that the way the game works just fundamentally helps that as well.
I think hockey's
in addition to the amount of games.
Yeah, and where it can change so quickly. Like, people are down
20 points. Hockey.
I just like watching hockey just because they tackle each other.
Yeah. Hockey,
they'll fight each other and they'll go to a 5-minute timeout and think about what they've done and then they'll come out swinging again.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's the best. I played hockey for years growing up.
Nor'easter guy, yeah.
Born in Massachusetts, dad played college hockey. So we were a like huge ice skating family, but I was bad. So, like, I never, like, got, like, deep into it, but I enjoyed
hockey. You don't say. I mean...
Yeah, no, sorry. My yoked form, it was not a career decision for me playing hockey.
Maybe try inhaling a little bit.
Yeah. anything else on this topic? Anything else overhyped?
Panera Bread.
Oh.
Thank you!
Oh, yeah, you're good, but, like, you're just, like, on that.
I have huge beef with Panera Bread.
I don't have beef with Panera Bread.
I have beef with Wendy's.
What?
It is overpriced, first of all. It is not that good, even if it was priced effectively.
I think it's good. I think it's overpriced.
I don't even think it's good. I think Panera Mac and Cheese is microwaved, and you pay $2 extra to put it in bread. Like, what the... It makes me so frustrated.
So here's my opinion on Panera. Years ago, they had this Italian sandwich, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After that, it's like, okay, now it's a little bit overhyped. I don't think it's like massively overhyped. I think it's good.
I think it's massively
overhyped. I think
maybe it's just the people I hang out with, but I swear every single person I hang out with fights me whenever I say I don't like Panera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Panera. I don't want to pay $8 for this much mac and cheese.
Mm. I want to pay $10 for half of a grilled cheese.
Yes. half of a grilled cheese.
No, I'll give you that. It's expensive.
A Caesar salad.
But I think the food is good.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's
fair enough.
Yeah.
But I disagree. Respectfully. Yeah. And disrespectfully.
Last thing that I think is overhyped, The Office. No matter. No, because here's the thing. The Office.
I've seen The Office probably over 20 times, and I agree.
Exactly. I love watching The Office.
I've probably seen 5 episodes, and I agree.
Yeah.
Friends is another one.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Friends.
Friends is the worst.
I can
Friends
never
sucks.
Get into Friends.
Yeah, I watched...
I've never... I feel like...
You know a show is at the end of its life cycle
when everyone gets
it
married.
Starts to get to be like Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's...
Like Big Bang.
Yeah.
Everyone got married.
I think the thing with Friends is it's... Nowadays, it's at a little bit of a disadvantage. Because you watch it and you're like, oh, it's so cliched. But it's because every cliche is based off of that show.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of give it some leeway in that sense. But even then, it's just, I feel like there's two kinds of people when it comes to Friends. You either don't like it and don't think it's that funny at all, or it's your entire personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my opinion is if they wanted to make a good show, they'd call it Frenemies or just Enemies in general. Because, mm-hmm. like, hey, we all get along. Let's have a show. It's like, what's the point of that?
Yeah,
like, that's why I like Seinfeld so much. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And that makes it interesting.
Exactly. That is our friendship in a gist of... I love Jake. I actually also hate Jake.
I don't know if we have any similar opinions.
Yeah. But that's why this show works, because it is arguing and that's what makes it great.
Yeah. And the bickering in Seinfeld is just so entertaining for me.
Yeah. It's way more entertaining than just everybody
than, like, Friends. Hey, you want a coffee?
Yeah.
You want to go
down... agree on liking coffee.
There's not conflict.
It's like, you're my sister, but also you like my friend. That's like the biggest conflict.
Yeah.
Basically.
But yeah.
And also like an accidental pregnancy in like season 8 or whatever. But
spoiler alert.
Yeah, geez.
If you haven't seen Friends
by now,
don't watch it.
I watched all of Friends because my favorite show is How I Met Your Mother, and that's loosely like the same idea.
Overrated.
That's totally fair.
Every good show is overrated because you have all the super fans that shout way too loud about it.
Yeah. That's really fair.
I see your point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. With that being said, this has been the Nevin Donald Podcast. with guest Eli. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah, thank you, Eli, for coming.
First podcast ever.
Yeah, really, nice. Yes. We will definitely love to have you back way down the line or something to go with. Yeah. After
if you ever want to come.
Yeah,
I think this is it.
Yeah. when you do eventually, you know, quit college, TikTok famous, all that great stuff.
What's the worst podcast you've ever been on?
The only podcast
I've ever done. With that being said, this has been the Nevin's Island Podcast. Thank you very much. If you enjoy what you saw, we do a bunch of stuff on Twitch and YouTube, both under the title of Nevin's Island. We have 5 live shows a week. I stream 3 days a week. I was supposed to stream today, but I end up doing 2 podcasts.
I mean, this is a stream.
Yeah, this is a stream. You're right. Thank you very much for joining.
Say it again.
This is a stream.
If you are watching this live, we're doing a 12-hour live stream at the end of this. And if you're not watching this live, then that happened like 2 weeks ago.
Missed it. Too late, dude.
Too late.
Sorry, I hate to break it to you, but...
But yeah, thank you very much for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace out.